Good afternoon. The rain that fell earlier today, along with bursts and even some rumbles of thunder, continues to track to the south and east through the lower Hudson Valley and southern New England. In its wake, mainly dry weather is expected through the afternoon hours, but it will get quite steamy with the humidity levels climbing. We will have some hazy sunshine breaking through, and this will lead to an environment that will feature a few scattered showers and thunderstorms through the rest of the day and into the evening. Meantime, temperatures will continue to climb into the lower to mid-80s, and with the heat index, it'll feel like it's near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, it will be mainly dry, but still very muggy and tropical. We run the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm with lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. This'll set us up for a steam bath tomorrow with a lot of hazy sun, heat, and increased humidity. This will lead to the risk of an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon, but the big story will be the temperatures surging into the lower to mid-90s with the heat index near 100. Tropical moisture will continue to flow into the region Friday and into the weekend, with disturbances passing by from time to time. We'll have mostly cloudy skies, tropical humidity leading to torrential downpours, scattered showers, and thunderstorms. High temperatures Friday and Saturday will be near 90 despite the clouds and rain, and into the middle and upper 80s on Sunday. It looks like we still run the risk of showers and thunderstorms on Monday in the mid-80s before we start a drying trend on Tuesday of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a frontal boundary sprawling across the northern states will become the focus for widespread showers and thunderstorms across the northern plains, the upper Midwest, and Great Lakes region. Conditions will be favorable for strong to severe thunderstorms to develop across the Dakotas and Minnesota today. Additionally, bursts of heavy rain will be possible with any of these storms that will increase the risk for flash flooding. Meanwhile, a lingering surface low over the coastal plains will continue to pump tropical moisture into the south and southeast. Numerous showers and thunderstorms will initiate and track across the Gulf states, yielding high rainfall amounts, especially along the Gulf Coast, where flood watches remain in effect. Disturbances in the mid and upper level flow will keep shower and thunderstorms going across the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, as well as the Appalachians and mid-Atlantic regions. And monsoonal moisture and daytime heating will generate showers and thunderstorms over parts of the southwest and eastern Great Basin into parts of the central and southern Rockies today. An additional flux of moisture from post-tropical depression Javier will enter the flow, streaming northward. Locally, heavy rain and flash flooding is expected as it reaches the desert southwest. Most of Arizona and New Mexico are under flood watches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Truckee, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. Boston, mostly cloudy, with showers likely in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, partly sunny, with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 96, set in 1949. And the record low, 48, in 1955. Sunrise this morning was at 5:57 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:03 p.m., 14 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sunshine and humid this afternoon, with a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or thunderstorm tonight, muggy with lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any rain will come to an end with just scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, muggy with temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or thunderstorm tonight and lows in the mid 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, very warm and humid with temperatures in the lower 80s. partly cloudy tonight, just the outside chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise very muggy with lows near 70. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon, increasing humidity with temperatures in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy with a passing shower or a thunderstorm tonight, very muggy with lows near 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Hazy sun mixed with clouds and a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible this afternoon. Increased humidity with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy and very muggy tonight, just the risk of a passing shower or a storm with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy sun, very hot and very humid, with an isolated thunderstorm possible in the afternoon, lower 90s, but the heat index will make it feel like 100. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in tropical humidity. Some of the storms could contain torrential downpours. Highs Friday and Saturday near 90, back into the middle and upper 80s Sunday. Mostly cloudy, humid, scattered showers and storms Monday, mid-80s, and lower humidity with partly sunny skies Tuesday, highs in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.